The brand-new 28,000-square-foot Nicole Goodner McFarland Center dominates the view as you drive onto the Putney campus. Michelle Bauer is chair of the Mathematics and Computer Science Department, and she says the school's new Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, or STEM Center, makes a statement about Landmark's focus on research and science.
What I think it says about the institution and about our students is that we believe that they have a lot of options. I think it's a demonstrated commitment on the institution to the field and to our students. It's the first thing you see when you come to campus, so it's front and center.
Landmark College offers specialized programming for students with learning disabilities. The new STEM Center is the first new academic building added to the campus since the school opened 30 years ago. It includes 4 science labs, 2 computer classrooms, and 12 faculty offices. The labs are stocked with modern science and computer equipment. The rooms and halls are designed for students with learning disabilities, with softer colors and large windows that stream natural light throughout the building. Landmark traditionally offered 2-year associate's degrees and began offering 4-year bachelor's degrees in 2012. Landmark College President Peter Eden says the new building will allow the school to continue growing its programs.
This fall, we started a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, so we've moved into STEM offerings, and we needed to support those with the right learning environments and research environments. So we simply had to create a better facility to support these strategic programs our students want and need.
The McFarland Center also houses the Landmark College Institute for Research and Training, which receives National Science Foundation grants to do research on learning disability education. Eden says the building was designed to bring the research center closer to the college classrooms and labs. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Putney.